Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Soper Crosstalk.
Woo, 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 woo. I'm doing it for you, Mace. While you plug in, I'm gonna take care of it for you. BK in the house for Ireland today.
Said on a live mic.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Should have waited.
I wish that we were streaming right
to
now.
Hear it.
Yes,
because I wish we could have seen BK's face when Emily asked me if I play Catan. Because Brian and I know each other a little bit. The look of, like, you're not asking Travis that, are you?
What is Catan?
Exactly.
What is that?
It's
that
a board game.
Catan, it's a board game.
And is it like
B-O-R-E-D?
It's like,
for nerds. It's a great game.
Candyland?
It's like more fantasy.
Shoots
things.
And ladders.
You play it?
Shoots and ladders.
Berg, you know what it is?
What?
You do know what it is?
I play it all the time. I actually play the two-player version with my daughter every weekend. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Your daughter is what, 10?
You get resources and you have to build out your
Is it like
city.
Dungeons & Dragons?
No.
It sounds more like Monopoly.
Yeah, it is kind of like Monopoly, but you're using real resources like ore, wood, straw.
But set in like... caravanning times,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Think of Cones of Dunshire from Parks and Recreation.
Right, Cones
that.
Of Dunshire. That's
right.
What
right.
I just couldn't quite.
Get it?
It's Cones of Dunshire.
Doesn't
Cones
even
of
know
Dunshire.
What that is. Right.
No,
Travis.
No,
it's Parks and Rec, Travis.
We should have opened with that. I mean, yeah. now.
Seriously,
why did you bury the lead, Emily?
It clicks now.
It all clicks now. Cones of Dunfire.
It's like the peppermint pony. We've come
it
full
is.
Circle.
It's like the scone. Hip-hop.
By the way, a scone of Dunshire sounds good. I feel it'd be like a little nutmeg cinnamon
oh,
kind of situation.
The scone of Dunshire?
That sounds.
It's been 24 different
good.
Names we've named that place. Peppermint yeah. pony, spearmint.
I paid
like
up.
Peppermint
spearmint
pony
draft.
That's what I called it this morning. The peppermint pony. I paid up. He's got the money over there, Mace. So.
I already sent my money to Ireland.
There you
so
go.
It's up to him to split.
There you go. That's exactly what I said.
Go ahead.
You guys. He owes you 50.
Let's use all this money. By the way, somebody had a great idea. He's like, because you guys are in such the hole,
yep.
just take all that money, put it on red, and let it ride in Vegas.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Not bad.
Put it on the under of the Rams and the Cowboys coming up on Sunday.
What
that
problems
feels like a good
haven't
bet.
Been solved by going to Vegas and putting it on red?
I mean, oh, God. Sliwa, I'm tooling around. The game was obviously just the most miserable football game I've seen in a really long time.
Yeah, you should have seen the preseason
game.
I'm
sure the preseason. I'm sorry. If those guys don't play, I'm not watching. I'm just not watching
Fair.
If the big guys
are
don't play.
Are you watching a preseason game even if they are playing?
I tuned in for the first half of both preseason games, I think. I think I saw half
it
of the Phoenix
Monday.
Game.
It wasn't that
I
long ago.
I think.
Just as an example, if they're playing, and maybe nobody will, but if they're playing Warriors on Sunday and both squads are going to say, hey, we're going to play both of our teams in the first half.
Yeah.
Some people would tune into that.
No, it's against
second
the
half,
NFL. Let me see. NFL
yeah,
or preseason basketball.
I
mean, you can sell it.
I recommend
anyway.
At 5:30.
It's
I would
all
recommend
games.
Telling people that whether it's true or not.
So I was on Twitter last night during the football game, and I guess while you were on the air, and yeah. I came across this. I heard you already found this tweet. It says, hey, remember when Cedric Ceballos made the 1995 All-Star team as a Laker? Slee to the girl giving him a lap dance. That is awesome. That is awesome. And Slee, by the way, tweeted back, she didn't remember, FYI, was very disappointed.
I was like, that's it. It's over.
Yeah.
I
is
won
that
half
how you,
the cost
like,
of the price.
Usually when you go into a place like this, you're sorting by, you like brunettes or redheads
sure.
or blondes.
Yeah.
Like you're
yeah.
sorting based on, this is my preference. Are yeah. you taking a poll of like NBA favorite teams and players and eras?
First off, we didn't even have an option. We just sat down and whatever our preference was
right.
did not matter. They just sat down next to us.
Do you and Lady Slee talk basketball like as your
like pillow
okay,
talk?
This
pillow
is
talk
that's pretty,
as pillow talk.
That's
this
pretty
is,
personal.
This is a great thing.
Yeah,
I think it's great. She really doesn't care about sports.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Does Juan?
Juan cares about football.
Rams, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Juan cares about Rams.
But you guys do it right. Like, you guys actually go to the games together.
Correct, yeah.
She doesn't have – if I'm watching a game, she's like, all right, doing her own thing. I think that's actually a good thing.
So I've got a personal trainer. His name is Trinidad, and he –
What? It was either going to be that or a hairdresser.
He knows – Those are the two options. He knows nothing about – I walk into the gym, knows nothing about me, have nothing to talk about, knows no sports whatsoever. Mm. It's actually
refreshing.
Really cool.
Yeah,
I don't have to be Steve Mason while I'm working out. Which is great.
What do you talk about?
You know, honestly, nothing. I have an earbud in. I'm listening to music.
Well, he just counts out your
reps. Focused on getting jacked.
Yeah, I know. I'm
Trinidad,
just,
by the way, sounds swole. Somebody that is in great shape.
Yeah, no, Trinidad's definitely been in the gym a few times. Yeah.
But I'm curious as to the routine of this. You go in. Is it his place? He's come to you?
No. I go to a gym called the Tighter U.
You know, okay, so you go to the gym. You meet Trinidad there.
Yeah, Trinidad.
And he says, Mace, today we're going to work on your back.
Right.
We're going to work on backs and tries.
Yes.
And then you just pop in your earbuds and he just counts out reps?
Start listening to music. He's like, okay, 10 of these. All right. We're going to 20 on these.
Have you guys been working together long enough to where you're, hey, we kind of have a routine. I know what I'm doing.
Yes.
That's why the earbuds are on.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, he's not saying anything except how many reps I'm supposed to do.
Can't you count?
Pay a man to count?
He tells me what to do. It's like, take this rubber band, shake these ropes. I mean, you know.
Oh,
all that
you have
stuff.
To do the ropes?
I have to do the ropes, which to me is, I don't even
know
what
that does.
That's
how.
That's good work, yeah.
Their ropes are heavy.
Yeah.
They're very heavy.
They're like, go for a minute. I'm like, 15 seconds.
That's what I like about, like, I like stuff like that. I like to swim because I'm bad at it. I'm always very close to drowning. So when you're not good at swimming, you can do a full body workout in like 14 minutes.
Because your life is on the line.
Right. Yep. And you're done.
Makes sense.
And you're out of there. I don't want one of these things where, like, okay, you need to go on this treadmill or a bicycle or stay there for 55 minutes to get the amount of exercise. I want ropes. I want things that do like 14 things at once, so I'm out of there in 23 minutes.
You forgot what happened.
The answer to the question is just don't do anything at all.
Yep, that's a solution.
Well, that is your answer.
Yes. Travis plan.
That's your answer.
Swinging
Rogers. The driver is about the extent of it.
You got to walk back to the cart.
True.
Come on, man.
The walk to the cart.
That Coors Light.
Yeah, he's got to go get a hot dog and a couple of beers too.
Yeah.
Exercises his brain playing some Catan at home.
Yeah, Catan.
Yeah, the box I'm assuming is probably heavy. I really don't know.
Or Duncan's of Hopshire.
Get out of here.
It sounds like a donut shop in the Middle Ages.
If it's a donut shop, I probably have been there.
What other frame of reference was like, okay, if he doesn't get the Hobbits of Shireshire or whatever, surely he'll understand this next one. What was next in line for you to explain Catan to Travis?
Okay, the only other place would go was Game of Thrones. Doesn't hit him either.
I know what that is, at least.
Yeah, at least he knows. Yeah.
Okay, no, you watch Parks and Recreation, Travis. I thought you would know. It's the game Ben made up.
So wait a minute. So you are using a fictional game.
Yes.
To describe
the real game. I'm going to defend
her for a
second.
Did something just get connected? Did she just connect something for you?
I did not know the name of the game. So in the television show Parks and Rec,
right,
Adam Scott's character develops a game that becomes popular. I did not know the name of the game. It's what?
Cones of Dunshire.
Cones of Dunshire.
No, that is 100% excellent producing. I was wrong. You were right. You tried to speak Travis's language.
She knows me pretty well now, but she also should know that the minute details of things like that I'm going to miss.
Yeah.
I know the show, but I don't know the game.
You know what's weird? So people like Parks and Rec.
I love it.
People like Community. Isn't that in the same category?
I would say Parks and Rec, Office, Abbott Elementary are all more like each other.
Now, I like Abbott Elementary.
Allison Brie was in Community. I do know that.
Never watched an episode of The Office. I've never watched one. Yeah.
Really?
Just total cultural blind spot.
Have you gotten to the point now that because you haven't, you're not?
Oh, I'm definitely not. Definitely not.
Not because you don't think you'd like it, but just because you like to say I've never seen it.
I never saw The Office.
Mace, you'll love it.
Yeah? Really?
It's very funny.
You will freaking love it. That's one of the few. It's like,
don't
for me,
it.
Seinfeld is, but you like it too.
I love it.
That's one of those that Seinfeld is on,
yep.
Curb's on,
yep.
The Office is on. Doesn't matter what it is, what the episode is, they're all good. I really, really think you'd like it. I'm so shocked that you haven't watched The Office.
Yeah, never watched it. Never watched it.
I like that you haven't watched it.
Is there a big show that you haven't watched? Did you watch?
I got one.
What is it?
Sopranos.
No!
Never seen an episode of The Sopranos.
Whoa.
Are you in the same boat? It's like now I'm
too late.
I'm just out.
No, statute of limitations.
I saw it. Like, I watched the whole thing like 2 years ago.
Is this what you talk about with the stripper?
Yeah.
What do you like to watch on TV?
Oh, if you only
you have a subscription
to Peacock? Those conversations.
Yeah.
I find that I've stacked up so many streamers that I really cutting the cord really didn't save me as much money as I hoped. By the way, how old would that stripper have been had she remembered Seth Ceballos in 1995? Because that, again, no judgment. There's a lid for every pot. No yeah. judgment, but at least 20 years older than you.
Yeah, no, probably. It's about right.
As long as she's not going deep like Mark Landsberger or something, at least Cedric Ceballos made an all-star team. At
least no, but it's a time frame. That was 30 years ago.
Yes.
It's been a minute.
It's, she's,
let's just say,
she had to be 18 to be there. You know, I'm just saying.
Sure.
Let's just say both our conversations that mm-hmm. John and I were having with the ladies, probably not their most memorable moments.
Right. Well, in your defense, you didn't leave an impression.
In your defense, though, none of those conversations that they have are memorable. They're entirely transactional. It's just this
totally.
Uh-huh,
yeah, it's true.
Uh-huh,
did John
uh-huh,
do
sure,
play by
sure.
play?
Lakers?
Okay,
yeah.
Let's go to the back room.
Yeah. How about, have you seen me eat the lollipop? Okay, no? All right, then I'm moving on to the next guy.
That's my favorite part is she takes out a lollipop.
It is a good – it's like Mariano Rivera. It's like you got to try to close.
Oh, right.
You
gotta, no, it's like it's try like Enter Sandman. Here's the lollipop.
I would have picked the girl that had the trumpet player when she came out of the bullpen. Yeah,
every time
– Edwin Diaz of the strip joint.
Every time somebody buys a lap dance in the back, the Edwin Diaz the song comes on.
Now this is a strip joint I can get into. I like
that's
it.
It's close. There's
look,
the trumpet.
Major League Baseball closer themed. I'm intrigued. I'm just saying we've all got our lanes.
There's a lid for every pot. No judgment.
Craig Kimbrell can't dance.
I will say if I see somebody doing that stupid elbow thing when I'm at a strip club.
Every
I'm
time
leaving.
This song.
That is not hot.
That's amazing.
Not hot.
That
every time
amazing.
That song comes on, it's a cue to the GM. Yep, we got another one.
Oh my
just closed another one. There's
and
600
now,
bucks.
Welcome to the main stage, Cheyenne. And she comes out, Kimbrel.
With the Kimbrel style. Jeez. Let it go, let it go.
Yes.
He's got one arm on the
hey,
pole.
We should
the
stop talking and get a business plan together. I
hey,
feel
were
like
you
we're
shouting
something.
Up? You think the Padres have a chance against the Mets?
I do.
Think so. No dice.
I do.
No
yeah,
dice.
I think they do.
I don't. By the way, I think Mets are messing around too much.
We said
this
the same thing.
This idea of we'll throw Scherzer in game one, and if we win,
you may
then
remember
we'll
this.
Mace,
they haven't, been all that great in September. They haven't. And don't get me wrong, Padres haven't been all that
Believe
great.
Believe me, I'm rooting like hell for the Padres. But, we're 14-5 against them this
but
year.
But their pitchers, the Padres pitchers, I'm talking about those three, and I know it's DeGrom and I know it's Scherzer. They had a really good month. Hugh Darvish and Musgrove and Blake Snell pitched their best in the month of September.
Now, they've not named starters for games 2 and 3.
Not yet.
Even the Padres haven't named starters
right.
for games
yeah,
2 and 3.
Darvish,
but
no.
The fact that you're not – the Padres may be a little bit different, but when you have Jacob DeGrom sitting there, he has to pitch the second game. You may remember this.
He can't score around.
When the Yankees and Angels, I think, were playing in the ALCS 1 year.
Okay.
And I think it was the year they won the World Series. I could have some of the details wrong.
2002.
Mike Socha basically emptied his bullpen in one game, used everybody.
Right.
And one of the questions afterwards was, you know, what are you going to do tomorrow? Like, he goes, I can't worry about tomorrow if I don't win tonight. That I'm not going to, I will figure out tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking, and then I thought the same thing you did. When the Mets did this, well, we're thinking, and they haven't said it publicly, but clearly they're thinking,
yes.
Hey, maybe we'll try to save DeGrom so we can use him in game 1 against the Dodgers, if that's
Ooh.
In fact what it is. The second you start getting cute like that
yep.
is when stuff goes haywire.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
no,
a bad, bad
you win
play.
The game right in front of you because weird
three,
stuff happens.
It's a three-game set.
Just yeah.
Like the danger of a three-game set.
You can't – it makes no sense to me. Like the idea that you would try to jimmy around anything in a three-game baseball series.
What? Save DeGrom for game 1 against
sure,
the Dodgers.
Like,
that
sure,
is so short-sighted.
Sure, you could give up one run – and you could lose.
Yeah.
Like,
and,
this
the other
happens.
Thing, it's yeah. a 5-game series in the divisional round.
Yep.
They're only going to pitch once anyway. You're going to have to win a game with somebody that's not Scherzer or DeGrom to advance anyway.
Unless
right.
his thought
right.
is, if you got DeGrom in game 1,
okay.
get him early,
but
then
here's
you're
the
trying
thing,
to get him
Slee,
for game 5.
You're not wrong. Mm-hmm. This is a guy that has chronic arm problems. You really going to run
Tommy
him
John,
back
right?
off of short rest. Yeah. I mean, maybe. But the odds are they're going to pitch once in that series anyway. You're going to have to get a game from somebody that's not one
of
those guys.
But how are you talking?
Anyway.
But that's just the funny thing to me is you're talking about a series that would start on – when does the series start on Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
And you have three games before Tuesday, and you're trying to place DeGrom, your best pitcher, in a game on Tuesday. It
right.
just makes no
Dusty
sense.
Dusty Baker did it against the Diamondbacks. He was saving Carlos Zambrano for Game 5 when there was not going to be a Game 5 if you lost Game 4. And they did.
Yeah.
And that was that.
Yeah, got to empty the tank every game.
So we did a thing earlier. Somebody on an Ask Slee said if we didn't know each other and we had to guess each other's
Love
names.
Love this bit.
What would it be? And Al was amazing at it.
Yeah, so Al really nailed
you,
it.
You had yourself as Tony, which is yeah. perfect.
Yep.
I had Roger. I had him as Roger.
Rogers
isn't that. Bad.
We both agreed.
Mike. He's a Mike.
Taylor's
sure.
a Mike.
Taylor's
I mean,
a Mike.
It's almost illegal.
Uncanny.
That's not his legal name.
Yeah. Now, I personally think Emily is a Courtney, but you wound up
not,
with a different.
Which is not bad.
Courtney's fine.
Yeah.
I like a Courtney.
Did we get
I
Heather or
Jennifer?
Jennifer?
I went Jennifer.
Jennifer.
I feel like you have tremendous name versatility. You could be assigned any.
She's like Chris
names.
Taylor
like,
of names.
I buy that.
She's
like, I buy that.
Chris Taylor of names.
You are. Jose Okendo.
So, Mace, if you were not Steve Mason, what do you got?
I'll tell you.
And Slee, you got to give him one. Because
this was my backup radio name.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sean.
Sean, that's my brother.
Sean.
Name.
I'd go Scott.
Just Sean, like a Brazilian soccer player?
My radio name, it came down to Steve Mason, which was logical. My name's Steve Mashonsky. Or Sean Sky.
Oh, what? No, that's terrible.
Can you imagine how bad that would have been?
Sounds like a different
Sean
kind of
Sky,
stripper.
Sky.
You would have been selling insurance in
oh,
2 years.
Oh, terrible.
There's
terrible
no
name.
Chance. All right, one more, Slee. What does BK get?
Ryan. He's a Ryan.
That's not terribly creative.
But it fits.
No, it's Ryan.
You just moved it a letter.
No, I know, but if we walk today and you no, went out introducing yourself, most people, oh, yeah, he's a Ryan.
Ryan. That's Ryan Kamenetsky. Yeah. I knew there was a third one.
We found him at the Mandy's.
He was right there.
Do you guys know your name, like what you would have been if you were born a girl? Like, did your parents ever
oh,
tell
gosh,
you that?
Oh, gosh, I did at one point. We had boy, girl, for all, because we never knew what our kids were going to be.
Taylor.
We had both of them. Were you Taylor either way?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah Taylor's
so
a good name for a girl, too. I don't think I knew
yeah,
my girl name.
My first Bobby was going to be.
Would have been Sean Sky.
Sean Sky actually probably would have been it.
Mason and Ireland coming up next. BK's it for Ireland. We'll see you on Monday. Go Rams.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's effing Friday. It Friday.
And everybody's second favorite Kamenetsky is filling in for John Ireland today. Brian Kamenetsky. So
that's
Brian,
the
you,
spirit.
Man?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I haven't seen you in forever.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. Life good?
Can't complain.
Yeah. Watch the game last night?
Hey, aren't you the guy who does the Lakers dance party hoedown on your phone?
That is your young son,
Ethan. That is Ethan.
Yeah. Ethan.
That was at the beginning of the pandemic.
Wow.
14
How old
years,
is he now?
He's 29.
He's 29 years old.
It just seems like that.
Time
no, he's
just
12.
Flies.
He's, no, he's not. The other one's 12. He's 10.
10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
So here's the story today. I have got, now Bergman, you can back me up on this. We do a prep doc, a shared document that we, and I, are you on it?
I believe I am today, yes.
So if you just scroll through it, I think you might ask the question, what the hell is going on?
It's too much. It's too much.
It is too much.
I can't follow it anymore. And I'm usually able to follow your brain.
Yes.
I cannot follow your brain.
My brain is everywhere this week. Partly because my back went out, which has only happened once ever before. It just something. Now, I went to the acupuncturist yesterday, and she like got really in there, and then she used electric stim and lightened everything up. And you know what? I'm actually feeling pretty good now, because then afterwards I went to cryotherapy. Have you ever been to cryotherapy? Oh, I'm like, I can't mess around because I got USC.
You really do have a disturbing amount of petty cash lying around.
It is true.
Just a lot of loose money.
I'll just say, I do get, well, acupuncture is insurance, right?
That's true.
Yeah. Cryo is just for me. Have you ever done it?
No. You literally just asked me that.
Yeah, I know. It's again, the prep sheet. So you walk into a, literally walk into a freezer with earmuffs, gloves, socks, and nothing else. And you sit there, stand there, and you freeze at below zero temperatures for 3 minutes.
Wait a second. You said earmuffs, gloves, socks, and nothing else.
Underwear.
Okay, so you're wearing underwear too.
But what is the underwear doing?
Nothing.
Well, covering your bits.
That's just modesty at that point.
But the idea is to expose as much skin as possible. And again, some combination of that stuff helped me last night because my back feels great.
LeBron does cryo. A lot of guys, Kobe does it. Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you if you were LeBron?
Yeah. Supposedly it burns fat too, although nobody will back me up on this. Supposedly the person at the shop says, the cryo shop says, you burn between 500 and 800 calories in a cryo session.
That sounds actually pretty good. Is it like the kind of thing where you go in there and the fat just freezes and they come by with a hammer and hit it and it falls off?
It's not quite like that.
Okay.
Not quite like that. But the one thing you get to do is to pick a song. They have Spotify. And last time, so you pick one song. Because you're in there for 3 minutes. And so the last time I was there, I picked Van Morrison, Into the Mystic. And then I realized, no, the idea is to do an upbeat song or something you can bounce along to because you're friggin' cold. So I picked an excellent song yesterday. There it is. Imagine you're freezing and in rolls Van Morrison.
Yeah.
I am freezing my ass off.
This is not taking my mind off how cold it is.
Born before the wind. Yeah, exactly. So yesterday,
younger than the sun.
Yesterday I picked a. What would you cryo to?
Jeez. Maybe something.
You spit just then.
I did.
Almost as much as John Ireland does on a regular basis.
That's why we change our little microphone.
Yeah, we change those
things.
What's your cryo song?
I want something like totally brainless or like tub thumping. Like the I get knocked out.
You want Chubba Wubba? Isn't that Chumbawamba?
Something completely brainless and mindless and hooky. So I'm just, but it's the same. I haven't. I'll be honest with you. Haven't given this a lot of thought.
Yes.
But something like that, to kind of completely brainless, just boom, hit the hook, and you're going.
So I went sing along, and it was the song "I Will Survive," but
perfect.
It was the version by Cake. Do you know the cake version?
I wouldn't want the cake version.
Oh no,
it's slower. No, it's too grungy and slow. I want the real one. Give me the disco one.
I feel like Cappy.
Yeah, no, this is too.
I was petrified. Careful, because he drops a couple F bombs in this song.
It's in the system, so it should be bleeped.
Oh,
at least
it's in
I
the
hope.
System. Okay.
Only one way to find out.
Let's find
Patrick
out
Beverly
together.
Dropped an S bomb on Spectrum last
oh,
night.
Oh, did he really?
He did.
Andy did?
No.
No.
Patrick Beverly.
Oh, Patrick Beverly did.
Yeah.
Well, that is.
Get them Beverly confused all the time.
Yeah.
I didn't hear who was.
How to go down?
They were talking. They had Pat Bev on because, as you mentioned in Crossing, nobody played.
Yeah.
So Pat Bev was sitting in with Stu and.
Oh, nice.
And. Billy. And he was talking to Rudy Gobert went to the line and Pat Bev wanted to try the free throw jinx thing. And he said he's going to make both of them. Rudy misses the first one. He was like, oh, that bleep really works. They missed it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what happens when you put, I mean, you know, Ireland's run into happens. It's cable, by the way.
You can
do, you're not actually governed by FCC law. You're a cable channel. So the idea today is, how do I get through everything on this page? And I'm going to right now, Brian, and you're along for the ride, mm-hmm. and Jorge and Greg. So, okay, start.
I got my movies.
Good. All right. Jorge did his homework. We're going to do that coming up.
I did not.
So Luis Montes tweets, Mason, I'm a big fan of the show. I was at the ESPN poker event this year. I would really like to get weekly updates on the air in regards to your fantasy football standings. In other words, are you going to have to get a tattoo on your ass? Thank you for your time. Now, the answer to that question is I am 4-0. There will be no tattoo unless I have a monumental collapse. So, I don't know if you saw any of the Thursday night game last night. Did anybody watch Thursday night football?
Bergman, a little bit. Watched some of it.
It
was on.
It wasn't a great game.
It was a terrible game. Maybe the worst game I've ever seen.
So, here's the thing. Juan is a huge Rams fan. We go to all the Rams games together. But he grew up in Wyoming. His dad was a Broncos season ticket holder. So, the Broncos games, I am forced to watch. And last night, I was literally forced because it was the ugliest football game I can remember.
I heard it set back football, like decades. Like it like Amazon stock dropped this morning based on that football game.
Now, I want to play something for you. This is from the ABC affiliate in Denver after the game.
They're coming up a little bit later, but they lost in overtime 12-9 as Matt Ryan, led a game-winning field goal drive, and Russell Wilson suffered two picks with no touchdowns. Let's go live now on Power Field at Mile High. Sports anchor Nick Rothschild and Broncos insider Troy Ranker there. Guys, we talked about how the Broncos could build on Russell Wilson's performance last week, his best performance. He came out and looked as bad as I've ever seen him. What has happened to this team?
Well, Lionel, we'll try to create some answers for you over the next hour or so. But first off, Troy, I feel the need to just apologize to the viewers. I know we didn't play, we didn't really even run this broadcast, but the fact that you had to watch that on our air, I feel bad. I was here and I didn't even want to watch it. Where do we begin?
Well, listen, it burns the retinas. It was that awful. Both teams stunk offensively. What was most shocking is they were in position, as ugly as it was, to win the game. Very like that Texans game we saw.
I wanted to get to burning the retinas.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was awful. It was awful. So I sat through the entire thing, and the one thing that came to me was this. Old Marty Schottenheimer. Remember Marty Schottenheimer?
I do.
So he said something to me once that I've repeated probably hundreds of times since. He said to me, every player is either ascending or descending. And what we looked at last night was two descending quarterbacks. Both Matt Ryan and Russell Wilson.
Matt Ryan has landed. He is not descending. He is on the ground and, you know, came in for a land. He's done. He's completely cooked.
He leads the league in fumbles, interceptions, and sack. He's been sacked more than any quarterback in the league. Yeah.
I thought you said he wasn't good.
Crown. Yeah, he's going with a triple crown. He's 11 fumbles, 7 interceptions, and he's been sacked 20 times. Now, both of those quarterbacks are done. Denver pushed all their chips to the middle of the table with Russell Wilson, and I'm sorry, that he made a couple of throws there that were so ridiculously bad.
Terrible.
Guys were open, completely missed him, throwing directly into coverage.
Missed the winning touchdown.
Missed the winning touchdown. Just done. Done.
He was pretty good last year.
He was pretty good last
year. He's not been Russell Wilson for a couple years.
For a couple years now, yeah.
But he was pretty good last year. And something, maybe it's a little bit of the coaching. I hear people are not super thrilled with Nathaniel Hackett
a babysitter up in the booth that they keep cutting away to, the guy that's supposed to be doing the game management and the timeouts and stuff like
that. It's not a good sign.
If you can't handle the game management and timeouts and clock, how did you get this
isn't
job?
This, because I was thinking about this morning, like Hackett, I believe, is 42.
Yeah.
And so he's another one of this wave of like very young coaches, not quite as young as McVay and, you know, the guy in Miami, but definitely young.
Yeah.
Wasn't this the fear when the Rams hired McVay? Is like, he'd be like this guy.
Right.
Like, he's too young, he's too inexperienced, and like, we're gonna have to hold this dude's hand for the first couple years. And
McVay was just like,
boom.
It was there. All of his guys.
And people are trying to like follow that formula.
Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota, Zach Taylor in Cincinnati, Matt LaFleur in Green Bay, Brandon Staley in San Diego.
San Diego.
You know what? Lately, I've been calling him San Diego accidentally over and over again.
You should.
And I'm just rolling with
it. The dude in the Tennessee guy is a McVay dude, right?
No. He's got four.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good tree. An unbelievable tree for this early in his career.
Like a 19-year-old who's been a head coach for like 5 years.
Yeah, yeah. So a couple of irritating things. Somebody mentioned fantasy football. A couple of irritating things I wanted to throw out there. Plus, what Tom Brady said about what's going on in the NFL. We played this late in the show today, but I want to bring it back. We'll play it for BCAM and get some reaction. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Let's rock.
So.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
But one thing that is not going to happen today, unfortunately, Sean McVay is not able to join us today. We were going to have Sean McVay on yesterday. Schedule didn't work out for today.
You know, I think this happened the last time I was in.
May have.
I think he's ducking me.
No, not really.
I was on that.
I think he is. He's scared I'm going to ask him the hard questions.
I have no idea what that means.
We can do a Sean McVay interview without even having Sean McVay here.
You're damn right I am.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm good, man. How you doing?
There you go. See, we got the whole thing.
Can we do that at 1:45? Just anyway?
Here's my idea. I am going to interview you as Sean McVay.
Oh, absolutely.
and Sean will chip in with what he's got.
Okay. We'll figure something out.
Tom Brady said this yesterday, Brian. Brian Kamenetsky's in for John today, and it's officially just a...
It Friday!
So here is what Tom Brady said yesterday. I want to get your reaction.
Let's get it.
Tom, in all your years, there's even more parity now. There's a lot of teams that are 2-2.
I think there's a lot of bad football from what I watch, you know. I watch a lot of bad football, poor quality of football, that's what I see.
So he says, 15 2-2 teams. He says it's just bad football. Now,
was before the game last
before
night.
Before last night, exactly. Now, do you think there's a decline in the quality of football?
No. I think it's always been like this.
I think Tom is just in a bad mood. He's through a lot.
I think it's projection.
Yeah.
Because he's not playing
He's not playing well. Exactly.
I think he's cranky.
Right, and he's got a lot going on.
Old people get cranky.
Old people get cranky.
They do.
Yeah.
They want their pudding.
And soup.
And at like 5, then we go to bed, and I can't.
I don't think there's a decline in football. I just think the whole game is rigged to create 8-9 and 9-8 teams. That's the game.
I actually think this happens where it's not that football is getting worse, it's actually getting better. And because some of the competitive advantages that teams have in terms of how they run plays, I think coaches, maybe Nathaniel Hackett aside, are getting smarter.
Right.
You are able to do things. Same thing's happening in basketball, where you can't quite squeeze as much of the advantage unless you're way better and better coached.
Right.
In which case you can't. So I think mediocrity is much easier to attain. It's also only been 4 weeks.
Well, that's the other thing. But I think also every coach has now adopted a very similar offense. Everybody's trying to do what Sean McVay and those guys are trying to do.
And they know what to do to take away what McVay has done well. And
exactly.
They're keeping it down. Rams are a perfect example. They're 2-2. They're not a bad team. They're not dominant. But they also got really it's not bad football. It's really obvious problems in the offensive line.
Offensive line is terrible.
Andrew Whitworth problem is what the Rams have. And so that's – it's not – you don't have to be a genius to figure that out.
Yeah, I mean –
they can't protect the quarterback.
Matthew Stafford has been sacked the third most of any quarterback in the NFL.
Right. And it would probably be Matt Ryan-esque if – you know, he wasn't a statue.
Exactly.
Which is what Matt Ryan is.
Exactly. Yeah, and a lot of people are like, yeah, it's Stafford. It's really not Stafford. I mean,
He's not playing well, but that's not
for some reason, when did I become the Stafford defender?
Well, you were the Jared Goff defender for a long time.
Well, he did take us to the Super Bowl. I was at that game. We nearly
won.
You
are I don't mean company here. I mean company SoFi guy. Like, whoever is your quarterback is your guy because you
Steve,
are a Rams
AFC
guy.
West
you are
year.
Part of the Ramley.
Well, five words for you. I believe in Mark Sanchez.
Oh, no.
Once said on First Take.
So you just believe in quarterbacks. If it's your quarterback, you believe in him no matter what.
It's his guy.
Are you blaming Stafford for what's going on?
I mean, I think he's a part of the problem, yeah. He has not been good. You can't just blame the offensive line.
He got hit 11 times in that game the other night.
The pick six was not because of the offensive line. It was a bad throw.
Somebody was in his face.
No, it was a bad throw.
Somebody was in his face.
You cannot give him a complete pass.
Everything you're saying is wrong.
Yeah.
Fine. You know what's on the page? I don't.
Mason is wrong.
Yeah. Here's what's on the page.
What does Sean McVay have to say about that?
I don't think.
Oh, absolutely.
And there you go. That's all we got for Sean. Okay, I'm just going to play this. I don't even know what it is. This is Deebo Samuel.
How does it feel when you look into the DB's eyes and you know that they don't want to compete with you all day long?
I don't even look in their eyes no more. I just go out there and line up and you can just see them like, oh, here come Deebo.
Here he come. I know it. They don't want none of that.
Got that off the list.
Oh, that was on the list?
Week.
Wow, we're really moving through
it's been there for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't have it. I don't think I have the right list.
No, you're doing okay. Stop with the San Francisco Village People song. We're in Los Angeles, California.
Okay, I can check that one off the list.
Yeah, you can check that one off the list. All right, Mythical Money, where are we, Bergman?
You're not doing too hot. I know that. So you're down to $36,000 in Mythical Money, but you have $20,000 on the Dodgers winning the World Series and $10,000 that you're going to get Jeannie Buss on the show before opening night. Oh. So that means you have $6,000 to play with. John has $98,000. I have $99, but I also haven't bet once yet, so I need to start doing that.
Jeannie Buss has done 8,000 interviews in
except
the last
hasn't done our show in years.
It's been a long time. Since she was in studio for a whole show.
Is that how far back it goes?
That's the last time that she was on.
That was during the whole Jim Buss, Jeannie Buss thing.
Yeah. Well, no. It was later than that.
Was it later than
that?
Yeah,
it was a little bit later than that, but she came on for the whole show. And I think O'Shea was here that day, too. $85,000 for Jorge,
yeah.
$100,000 for Momo, mm-hmm. $110,000 for George Sedano, and $90,000 for Cappy.
So I've only got $6,000. I can't really make any bets. I'll do a little
you can.
Parlay action.
Parlay, yeah.
Do a little parlay action. Parlays are sucker bets, are they not?
They are.
If you're making a parlay bet, you're the sucker.
Pretty much.
All right, let's see what's next. Do you watch House of the Dragon?
I do.
Okay. Oh, I'm so glad I found somebody that watches House of the Dragon.
I do, and I like it. People are upset by it, but I like it.
Last episode.
It got a little creepy.
Last episode, the scenes were so dark. You could not see what was going on. And I swear to God, after the show was over, I had a headache. Because I was trying to focus.
You were one of those people
that
was complaining about the...
This is the first
complaint.
It was
nighttime. The scenes were happening at nighttime.
It's so dark, you can't see what's going on.
Because it's nighttime.
Whoever this Miguel Sapocha is... I mean,
that's the definition of nighttime. You go outside, it's dark, you can't see what's going
on.
It's nighttime.
Day for night. I mean, you still should be able to see what's going on.
I saw moonlight. It was like, okay. I can't, they weren't doing anything. They were just talking.
Yeah, too dark. Too dark.
But
show
like,
me,
what did,
show
what
me
do you
pictures.
Feel like
it's
you
a TV
miss,
show.
You cranky old man.
I have no idea
what do
I
you feel like? Turn up the brightness on my Game of Thrones. I can't see
do
it.
Do you think I'm the only one complaining
no,
about
everyone
this?
Everyone did.
Thank you. You're the only one that's not
because
complaining.
It was nighttime and all they were doing was walking on the beach and talking.
Yeah.
Don't
ridiculous.
Need to see it.
I don't want to see it anymore. I watch your show, but I'm telling you, those dark scenes, I had a headache
daytime
afterwards.
Daytime scenes
I'm not
only,
them.
HBO.
Anytime they're inside the Red Keep or the castle, it's always, you can always see. There are a million candles in that place.
Right.
Who lights all the
because
candles
otherwise it would be
the dragon? The candle keeper. Oh my God, you never see a candle keeper.
That would be, that is actually, especially like when you have to think about continuity.
There's never been more candles on a show.
Oh, but the day they
it's
walked...
It's like Lindsay Fulton's room. Lindsay is a huge Yankee candle collector. But like
she loves the Yankee candles.
Like that second episode where Romero or whatever, Renara is with pre-bad Alicent. And they're like comforting each other around that dragon thing.
Yes.
And it's at least 2,000 candles. And that is exactly what I thought. I said... Somebody's got a light on.
Who lights all? Who sets
what
up the
terrible
candle
job that is
in all
with
this
the intern?
Place. Exactly.
That has to do that.
It's rough.
Oh.
All right. So coming up next, Wheel of Questions. Plus, should college football programs be required to have some transparency when it comes to NIL? Some universities have spoken on this. We will get to that coming up next. Brian Kamenetsky is in for John, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. Wow. Oh boy, this is a tough one for me. Actually, easy one for me. Mm. Would you rather swim with sharks or spend the night in a forest with mountain lions? Would you rather swim with sharks or spend the night in a forest with mountain lions?
Are you in a cage with the fish?
No.
With the sharks?
No. You're swimming with sharks or you're in the forest where there are mountain lions. BK?
I am... What do I... Do
Did
I
you ha- not just announce at the start of the show that you can't swim?
No, I can swim. I can swim, but like there are people who, to do a good swimming workout... have to swim for an hour because they're like really good. They swam in high school. They swam. I'm not one of those people.
Got it.
I don't float.
Sharks,
mountain
lions.
Floater.
Sharks, mountain lions.
Do I have anything with me in the forest?
Nope. Because not accept the premise of the question as it is written.
Yeah, I just want to double. I think sharks because the problem with the forest is it's not just mountain lions out there. I'm not equipped to live in the forest with nothing. Anyway, I mean there are mountain lions, but there's probably other dangerous things that they could take. I feel like if the sharks don't want me, they'll leave me alone.
Boy, I could not disagree more with your
answer. It's possible I'm overthinking
it. I am terrified by sharks. I would argue it may be the single scariest thing that I can think of. The idea of being in the water, something circling around under me and then grabbing me and pulling me under. It's like the first scene of Jaws where that girl swims out to the buoy and gets yanked down, all that. No way
Sounds
not
like we
swimming
need to
with
explore
sharks.
This.
Mountain lions, I will climb a tree and hope for the best.
Mountain lions can climb trees.
Can they?
Yeah.
Can mountain lions?
A lot,
can they?
A lot faster than
but at
you can.
But at least you see them coming. At least you
no,
see him
you
coming.
Don't. At nighttime, you do not see the mountain lion. You couldn't watch Game of Thrones in their nighttime
exactly.
scene. So. You think you're going to see the mountain lion coming? Who the hell do you think you are?
You're kidding.
That thing will have eaten you, you know, bounce grabbed onto your neck,
bimbly.
Drag you up a tree before
right.
you even knew it was there.
I want it to be light so I can see what's going on with the mountain lions, just like House of the Dragon.
Spend the night... in the daytime is basically how you change the question.
All right, Jorge, what about you?
Put me in with the sharks.
Really?
Yeah. If they, like Brian
Are
says,
you not
if,
terrified
if,
of no, sharks?
If they don't want me, they're going to leave me
their
alone.
Their little black eyes?
Nah.
Those little discs they have in their head?
Nah.
You're supposed to punch them in the nose. It's what you're supposed to do.
Sure, that's the first thing I'm going to think about.
Bergman, what about you?
I can't wait to see you punch a shark in the nose.
You're supposed to flip them over. They go dormant if you flip them over.
Oh, is that right?
How are you flipping this shark over?
I'm going to grab the two fins and I'm going to turn them over.
After punching them in the nose.
Exactly. No, but for real, they go dormant.
Easy to do.
They go dormant if you flip them belly up.
Okay, good.
I'm going to go with you, Mace. I want to live, because it's just, I think it's the same type of situation where the mountain lions, if they aren't interested in you, they're going to leave you alone. And also, like, you can, like, you know, jump around from hide in different places.
Yeah.
You can't hide in the water.
Yeah. I like my chances.
If you hide in the water, you die from drowning.
Greg, I'm not sure the old idea of, like, they're more scared of you than you are of them applies to you.
No, no. Well, no, I'm not saying they're more scared of me, but if they're not interested in me, they're going to leave me.
Well, the same thing applies to the sharks.
Sure, but at least you're floating in the water. You can't float forever. I can walk around forever.
Well, I presume in the question, it doesn't, like, the risk of, like, I get to get out when the sharks don't want me anymore.
Well, no,
I'm not staying
as
there
the
forever.
Question is written.
As the question is written,
so
you stop
live in
rather,
the water.
Breaking
would I rather
the rules.
Swim with sharks forever or spend one night in the, okay, fine, put me in the forest.
You know what? The question is flawed that way.
He's right.
It is a little flawed.
He's right.
Next question.
Next question. All right. So the one thing.
We're
so
really
I
turn. This is a tournament in Burnham kind of day.
We're going, uh-huh. man. Okay. So I'm going to USC tomorrow. I'm in the crazy 4 games in 5 days thing right now. Mm. So I got USC, Rams, and the Dodgers games 1 and 2
Who
Tuesday,
they
Wednesday.
Saturday?
Tomorrow play Washington State. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I told Bergman today. I would not lay the 13.5 because I think it's going to be close. I don't like USC's defense much at all. Arizona State was able to move the football too easily.
Washington State's just one of those teams. Like, they're going to win a title or anything, but they're good. It's a decent team.
I think it's going to be a boat race. I think a lot of points are going to be scored. But I like them for the win. I like them for the win. What do you think the percentage chance is that I get a win from the Trojans and a win from the Rams, an undefeated weekend? I actually have a percentage I've come up with for this.
67.
You're very close. What do you think, Bergman?
72.
He hit my number, 72.
And I actually put out there 71.
Wow,
I think there's a 71% chance I see both
the
teams
Cowboys
win.
Don't scare me.
Wow. Well, the one thing I'll say is, and I came across this today, I'm breaking the format by not sticking with the sheet, but Sean McVay, 18-7 after a loss. I like that.
And I realize Cooper Rush is now 4-0, but...
Yeah, but he's still Cooper Rush.
Teams that... Dallas' defense good. They're a good team, but like they're not crazy amazing, and teams have not been running it up on Cooper, you know, because they think they can just kind of conservatively try to win those games. I don't think the Rams need to score a ton of points to win this game.
Michael Irvin says, do not sleep on this Dallas defense.
And what you looking at on that defensive line is something. Finger licking good, special. That's what I'm talking about.
So Michael Irvin, the line is finger licking good.
Hey, do you know what this is?
Wow.
Who that reminds me of?
Just play it again.
Listen to it.
Wow.
Wow.
Who at this station says wow a lot?
Wow.
I don't know. Shidano.
Oh, Shidano.
Every time he says wow, this is what I think. He goes, wow.
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 Wow. So I mentioned the ESPN article about NIL deals. Mm-hmm. And we all know, for example, going to USC tomorrow, Caleb Williams is making money, and Jordan Addison and Mario Williams and Travis Dye and all those guys are making money. And we know that... You know, C.J. Stroud and all those guys at Ohio State, all those guys in Alabama, they're all making money now. So is it fair to call them professional athletes?
No.
What do you mean it's not? They're making money for playing sports.
They're
How
not,
is that not a professional
they're not
athlete?
They're making money to – they're not being compensated to play the sport. They've got endorsements because of the thing that they do for free.
So this is what bugs me. ESPN sought they talked to coaches and universities, 23 of them, including 20 from Power 5 conferences. And they said, will you release your NIL-related documents so there is some transparency? All 23 schools said no. Now, isn't this something that should be regulated? Shouldn't we know how much college guys are getting
college football players are getting to play.
Why?
Because we know what professional athletes make. Why do we not
know?
Right,
and we know exactly what Caleb Williams is.
We don't know what he's making.
We know what he's paid by USC to play football.
Right, but we don't know what he's making. And that stuff is, I'll be honest, you know, CJ, that's coordinated through the athletic programs in some way.
Do you know how much, you know, I don't know how many endorsements Nick Saban has, but he's got something.
But
somewhere.
I know, but if I look up, I can find his salary.
You can find his salary because he's paid to coach football. But you don't know what he makes to, you know, hawk up the local auto dealership.
But
you don't know what they're paying him for
that. You don't want to know. For example,
I want to know because I'm curious, but not because I feel like it's it doesn't change my like perception of what's going on. Like, why do you want to know? Because there should be a limit.
No,
because
there should be some sort of cap on how much you can give players.
Why?
Because I want to see who's spending the most. I want to be able to judge on the curve. If Alabama is spending the most, I want to know that. Because
I would just assume that Alabama is spending the most in USC and that the players
aren't
the biggest.
But aren't you dying to know what?
But that's different. Yeah. I want to know because I'm nosy.
yeah.
And because I want the gossip factor of, like I saw the list of NIL athletes, whatever, like Bronny was at the top of it. $7.4 million. Good thing he can hold off on not going to school. Turning pro, he has a little money set aside, so he doesn't have to turn pro.
Yeah.
A little something there.
Yeah.
Bergman,
am I right or am
I just want to know because I want
to
know, but not because I have to know.
No, I think you're absolutely right, Mace, which is weird to say out loud. But yes, you're absolutely right. We need to know how much people are making. They're athletes. They're professional athletes now.
They were always professional.
Right,
athletes,
but now it's out there. Now it's not in the open. Now you know.
If you have let's say this was a state-run radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And so by law, I need to know how much you make. I can look it up. Freedom of information and all that stuff. But you had a side gig, you know, again, with endorsement for whatever. Like when Mason does, you know, Hawks Mazdas and all that kind of stuff that he does, or Island has 73 of these things.
Well, I'll be transparent in exchange for doing commercials.
Oh, see, Mazda, where it's all about you.
I drive a Mazda.
Okay.
Full disclosure.
That's fine. But you don't have to tell me that. That's not public knowledge unless you make it public.
Yeah.
Because I love
my Mazda, by the way. Thank you, John Patterson.
Paid by, you know, your job isn't to, you know, drive Mazdas.
We're in sports. We know everybody's salary. I don't know why we don't know the salaries, the endorsement deals that college athletes
Because we never know
have.
The endorsement deals of a lot of these
guys. Alabama spending $100 million? Is that a $100 million team?
Probably.
Is USC a $100 million? I want to be able to judge. Like, for example, the Dodgers have the highest payroll. People grade them on a curve. The Padres spend less. We see that, and we understand why matchups are the way they are.
And you have a general idea of where the NIL deals are and how
I'm
much.
I'm guessing.
But, like, you know who has them. You know what they're doing. And, like, sometimes those things get published. People find out the answer. But I don't think there's a requirement that needs to be published any more than I know exactly how much LeBron makes on that, you know, the cell phone commercial that he's doing now with that lady.
Yeah, that woman, he does the cell phone commercial. She's everywhere. Her name is Lily?
Yes, Lily from T-Mobile?
She's
vaguely... AT&T, right.
I mean...
That is apparently not a very good advertisement they've been running for the last 20 years, because I said Lily from T-Mobile.
But isn't...
same girl, same commercials, same outfit,
isn't
same
Lily
store, and I just
said like
Lily
a,
from T-Mobile.
Isn't Lily kind of like a Stepford wife kind of thing?
She's like Flo.
She is like Flo.
In the sense that...
More like... Not as likable as Flo.
Once you become that, that's all you can be.
Or like that dude from State Farm.
What's that?
That same thing with the guy from
State Farm.
Now,
yeah.
It's like it's a good trade if you're an actor.
Sure.
Because it's like, you know, Flo, part of the reason, here's, you know, John Hamm's in those commercials.
Yes.
Now. Flo was on Mad Men.
No.
Yes. The actress who played Flo had a very small role on Mad Men.
Oh, wow.
She was one of the office girls. And so I think that's probably
part of the reason, part of the connection.
So, but like, Flo is loaded, but only be Flo for the rest of her life.
My friend, Stephanie Drake, actress Stephanie Drake, shout out. Do you remember Don Draper's secretary who tried to kiss John Hamm because she thought, oh, I'm a secretary. I'm supposed to.
Right.
I'm supposed to. She got that great moment on there. But she, yeah. So you're saying.
She should have been Flo.
Should have been Flo. Yeah. Exactly. All right. Coming up next, we'll talk about the Draymond Green fight with Jordan Poole. And I've got some Michael Jordan talking about his fight with Steve Kerr from years ago. Plus, Bergman claims, well, I want to get an update on Bergman and the Peloton.
He's not claiming anything.
Bergman and the Peloton. That's coming up too. Mason, Ireland.
Children's book.
BK in for John, 710 ESPN.
Wow.